For At the Movies Reviews on Location, this is Remy with a review of Jasper Noé's Climax.
If you couldn't dance, what would you do?
Suicide?
Ça représente quoi la danse pour toi?
C'est tout pour moi. La danse, c'est tout pour moi. J'ai que ça.
Est-ce que t'es prêt à beaucoup de choses pour réussir?
C'est-à-dire?
Oh, you're so good.
Thank you. Thanks.
I'm so happy. I couldn't be happier.
Qui monte.
Qu'est-ce que t'as?
Tu sais garder un secret.
The first thing to note with this film is when it states that this film is based on two real events from winter of 1996, to think of it in terms of Fargo, where this is a story, it's not based on two real events. They might have been loosely based on two real events, but think of it in terms of Fargo, that it's a story more than based on two real events, because there are no events recorded like this onto the internet or anywhere else. Maybe Noé gives more in-depth interviews of where he might have gotten inspiration for such unspecified events, but think of these events in terms of Fargo, where they're unspecified fictional events set up as based on two true story. The film opens up with a television monitor with a group of dancers being individually asked what dancing means for them. Right away, we can see various things around the television monitors. One of the things that strikes me the most is the nod to the original Dario Argento's Suspiria sitting neatly by the television monitor, and that might be a foreshadowing of things to come. These dancers are being interviewed, and then they're selected to be part of the dance troupe. Then we walk in right away as the troupe is practicing their dance routine and celebrating at the same time. As I would describe it, a type of dance rave party where the beat never stops under an endless punch bowl of sangria. The dance numbers are a hypnotic spectacle to watch onto the big screen. That's what I can say that is a positive aspect of the film. There are some long tracking shots as well as some fast cuts as the dancers party, dance, and start asking deep questions. Deep questions about sex, religion, and patriotism. All of the necessary buzzkill discussions when at a dance party. Never lose sight on the endless bowl of sangria that seems to be overflowing and the French flag draped in the background. A spoiler effect is now inside of effects. If you don't want to hear about this, then I suggest you turn off this review right now and go and see it for yourself and make up your own opinion onto the criticisms for Climax. If it agrees or disagrees with you, I will try to keep my spoils to a minimum, but definitely heavy spoiler effect is in effect right now. After all of this is going on and people are having a wonderful time discussing sex, religion, patriotism while enjoying an abundance of sangria and dancing at the same time, fake credits start rolling as the dancing and sangria infused party continues. Though this time to a new beat, record scratch. It seems someone has spiked the sangria and everyone is turning on each other. The record changes and the tone of the party becomes a nightmarish hellscape of a bad dream that I can't even begin to describe. The beat never stops, though, as each character is lost into their own state of trance, as the party descends upon itself into a state of chaos and decay. First part of this film needs to be seen onto the big screen, if only for the hypnotic dance numbers set to the sound booming from the theater's Dolby speakers. Noé raises a lot of points inside of climax on sexuality, religion, the national identity, and politics. For me, though, The Party overstays its welcome and is a film that goes more for the shock value by its provocative content that will not sit well with all audience members. Climax is now playing inside of your local theaters at the Forum and Cinemas Pack. I feel that you should go and see it if you like elaborate dance numbers, and definitely the elaborate dance numbers and the choreographies are super tight and no way does them justice with long tracking shots or the fast cut edits that he uses to put all of these elaborate dance numbers. And also you have the Dolby theater speakers that will pump up the volume and create the party atmosphere, which is one thing. Though, like I said, The Party overstays its welcome with the shock value and the provocative content of the second half of the film, where I found that the party was over and I wanted to head home, and I don't really intend to revisit this film anytime soon. Maybe the first half of the film I want to revisit, but definitely the second half of the film is too much for me to bear for now.